وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun alaikum. This is Hussein and you're listening to your program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about Islamic teachings and Quranic principles pertaining to humanity. And one of the best ways to know about Islamic values and principles about humanity is by analyzing and studying the life stories and biographies of the great leaders of Islam. A very good book in this regard is a book titled A 250-Year-Old Person. This book is a compilation of the sermons and lectures delivered by His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Martyred Sayyid Ali Hussein al-Khamenei, may Allah bless his soul. In these sermons and lectures, he talks about and analyzes the life stories and biographies of the Prophet of Islam and the pure progeny of the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially in the socio-political context. So we're in the chapter 9th, chapter pertaining to Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. And in this chapter, we said that in order to understand a person's life story and biography, we need to first understand the greater picture. Then we can understand the smaller events, the role of the smaller events. So for understanding the greater picture, we need to have an analysis of the situation of his time. So the author started telling us the story of the peace treaty of Imam Hassan and the event of Ashura, and then what happens after that. And now Imam Sajjad alayhi salam continuing on the same path, which is or following the same cause, which is establishing a government. And that is what makes Imam Sajjad alayhi salam different from other notable figures of his time. Like some of them, they were just pro-establishment with the Banu Umayyah. Some of them, they were critical of Banu Umayyah, would not pose a serious threat to Banu Umayyah. Some of them, they wanted to establish a government, but they actually had a kind of Khawariji mentality, like to isolate themselves and create a minority within a majority, which is not what the Imams of Ahlul Bayt had in mind. The Imams of Ahlul Bayt would not follow the Khawariji trajectory or path to create an isolated minority. Or no, they were the owners, they were the closest people to the heritage of Islam. And they would not give their enemy this pretext and excuse of like isolating themselves. They remained within the mainstream Islam, but they followed a cause that was the establishment of the government. And that's why they were targeted, they were poisoned, they were murdered in different ways. And because that threat that they posed to the establishment was serious. It was not just some verbal criticism. So the Imam had like 33 years of imamat, of leadership. And in that period, he had different encounters with different people. So there are, we can just list them or categorize and classify them in six levels or in six tiers. The first one is the encounter with Ubaidullah bin Ziyad and Yazid immediately after the event of Ashura, how the Imam stands against those two tyrants of his time courageously. And then the second encounter is, or the second stance the Imam makes is against the Musrif bin Aqba, which is, in comparison to the first stance, is softer and kind of restraint the Imam exercises there. And there's a reason for that. The third one is the Imam's encounter and interaction with Abdul Malik bin Marwan. So according to Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, may Allah bless his soul, the Abdul Malik bin Marwan was the most powerful and the smartest among the Banu Umayyah caliphs. Okay, so It was not an easy game. It was very complicated. So the Imam somehow had like firm and tough encounters, sometimes soft. It was a very delicate, complicated thing that the Imam had to manage with this smart politician. We're going to have a break and come back to continue our discussion.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa.
Welcome back. This is Hossein and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. So we were listing the encounters that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam had with the people of his time. And this is one of the best ways we can understand a person or the institution of Imama in different times. How they dealt with, how they interacted with different people or different movements. So three of these encounters we covered. The fourth one is how he encountered Omar bin Abdul Aziz, a very different caliph and different encounter the Imam had with him. And then the encounter and interactions that the Imam had with his own companions and the way that he guided them, the way that he somehow organized them, taught them, brought them together. You know, after Ashura, one thing that we have is that the followers of Ahlul Bayt are scattered. Some of them, some of those with a lower level of iman or weaker level of faith, they are unfortunately very terrified and scared. I mean, all Muslim ummah are very scared and terrified. This is something that took place unprecedented. And this actually was the goal and aim of Banu Umayyah and Yazid, to intimidate others. People would say, now, this is the family of the Prophet. They did to them what they did. What about others? They like severed the head of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and they just turned it into different cities. And we're going to talk about that because we need to understand the situation accurately. So Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, the way that he would advise his followers to be careful and at the same time be together, be organized, and also not to fall into the trap of the materialistic glitz and glamours of the time. We're going to talk about that as well. So the way that he managed this community is very important. And the sixth, the last one, is how the Imam encountered scholars, non-Shia scholars from among other people, not the followers of Ahlul Bayt, but they were scholars, they were known with their knowledge, and they had somehow become employees of the establishment. They had become court scholars, as we say. So how the Imam encountered them and how the Imam tried to warn them and how he defined or distinguished himself from such path and such direction. So these are six encounters that the Imam had with six different groups of people. And when we understand these relationships, we can locate exactly the institution of Imam at that time. Where does it stand? Okay, is it like one of those people? No, because he clearly distinguishes himself from those people. Is it one of those people? No. Is it like when he encounters that person in a soft manner, does it mean that he has forgotten the cause? No, this is a tactical move, because in another situation, he appears very tough and rough. So this is how it's a comprehensive look at these relationships. And when we have this comprehensive look, we can understand and locate the unique position of the Imam Sajjad alayhi salam and institution of Imama in that time in the history of Islam. Thank you very much for listening. Inshallah, we continue this discussion in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever. Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. Oh God, please don't deprive me.